If you're in the market for a used vehicle, you might not want to be too picky about the make, model, color, mileage, age, and options, and you're probably going to have to pay more than you want to. There aren't too many used cars available. Why? Partly the pandemic. It's causing prices to go through the roof. J.D. Power says the average cost of a used vehicle is over $25,000. That's the highest they've ever seen. It's gone up more than $3,600 over the past 4 months alone. So maybe you're wondering if you ought to spring for a new car. Well, they're in short supply too, forcing people to go over the sticker price sometimes to get one. Might be a while before prices and inventory return to normal. Jamie Page Deaton is executive editor of the U.S. News Best Cars team. Jamie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I understand, Jamie, you have a used car you're trying to sell. What are you seeing?
I am seeing way more money than I thought I would ever get offered for this car. For a little bit of context, my husband and I, we have two cars and we're thinking about going down to one. So we went out and it's so easy to do now. You can go to sites like Carvana or Vroom or Kelley Blue Book and you can get an instant cash offer for your car. And so we went ahead and did that for our 2016 Toyota 4Runner. And we have offers, you know, ranging from, almost $34,000 down to $27,000. And this is incredible because we only paid, when the car was new, we only paid $36,000. So if you look at, you know, our highest offer from, you know, 2016 to now, if that, you know, if we were to take that offer, we will have only spent, you know, $4,000 in lost value on this car, which is incredible. I've never seen anything like this, not only for myself, but also just industry-wide in nearly 15 years in the automotive industry. Things are just really crazy now in the used car market.
Yeah, this is not just something magical about your car. This is all over the place. What is going on with used cars?
So there, it is a perfect storm. There are a number of different factors going on. Number one, we had last year was, of course, the pandemic. And what happened there was car rental companies, they dumped all their inventory right there. Usually car rental companies they're buying a lot of new cars. And then 18 months later, they're selling a lot of used cars into the used car marketplace. So that drives a lot of the supply in used cars. Last year, they dumped them as soon as the pandemic hit. They haven't been able to buy new cars. And so because there's not that big sell-off of used cars coming from rental car agencies, there's less supply in the used car marketplace. And that's creating a lot of issues there too. You also have the impact of the new car marketplace on the used car marketplace. New cars are also in short supply. There's major shortages for computer chips, for foam, for seats. There are shipping delays. All of these things kind of just related to, you know, the pandemic. And what do we have? So that means that buyers are finding prices for new cars to be really high. So buyers that would have normally bought new are now showing up in the used car marketplace. And that's further constraining supply. And then the other thing that you're seeing too is a lot of demand. People who last year may have put off buying a car because of economic uncertainty or the fact that they knew they were going to be home for a year are now starting to enter the marketplace. So it's really just, you know, old-fashioned economics. There's limited supply and a whole lot of demand, and that means that prices are going up.
So, Jamie, the economics of car ownership might be changing now. If somebody had a car, it's like, oh, that's some expensive repairs. I'm going to need to keep this on the road. Maybe that is worth doing now instead of paying way too much for a used or new car.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, those car repairs that are maybe a couple thousand dollars are going to be a lot less than the price of a new or new to you car. You know, if the average price of a used car is now over $25,000, I have yet to see car repairs that cost $25,000. So it's, you know, it's one of those things too. If you can wait, if you do not need a new car now or a used car now, if you don't need to replace your current ride right away, just wait. Wait this out. And, you know, most analysts are thinking that early next year, things will start to settle down quite a bit and we'll start to see prices, you know, get a little bit more reasonable. But the flip side of it is, if you have a car that you're looking to get rid of and you don't need to replace it, that's the key thing. If you don't need to replace it, then yeah, strike while the iron is hot. Go out, get an offer for that car, sell it, you know, live car free for a while or live with just one car for a while and take advantage of this market.
You talked, Jamie, about that timeline to getting back to something close to normal. But what kind of things are you looking for that are going to need to happen for this supply-demand mismatch to resolve itself?
So well, a number of things are going to need to happen. First, you're going to have to see increased supply on the new car side. Like that's just kind of goes without saying. What we're also going to have to see, though, is new car sales continue to pick up because included in there are new car leases. And that's another major driver of supply within the used car market. It's cars coming off of leases. So, you know, 2 years after a car is out or 3 years after a car is out, that's when you start to see that, you know, that model enter the used car marketplace. And what we saw in 2019, at this point in time last year, of course, people were still largely panicking over the pandemic and, you know, economic uncertainty. Starting in the fall of 2019, though, new car sales started to pick up. And that's where we'll start to really see used cars entering the marketplace. The other thing, too, is, you know, you really just have to kind of, you know, wait for the, you know, chip issues and the other supply issues within the new car area to get kind of worked out. Those are the ones that are going to resolve the fastest, but that's going to take those buyers that want new cars that are being pushed out of the new car marketplace and heading to used cars, that's going to pull them back into new cars. And so if you can wait those buyers out, you'll be in a pretty good position.
All right, Jamie, I'm going to ask you the impossible question, the Kobayashi Maru question here. If somebody's out there thinking, I need a new car now, I really don't have a choice, what advice do you have for them to make the best of this crazy market?
So a couple of things. One is be flexible. The odds of you getting the exact make, model, and features and color that you want at the price you want, like that's a pretty low likelihood right now. So make sure that you're being flexible about what you're considering. The other thing is to swim against the current with this. Go looking for cars that are maybe a little bit less popular. We know that Americans, you know, we love our SUVs, we love our trucks. Start looking at, you know, compact cars, look at hybrids. You know, these are all things that are a little bit less affected, or they're a little bit less affected by supply constraints because they aren't, you know, really as popular. They don't have quite the demand there too. The other thing, and this is a little bit weird, is, you know, the luxury car market tends to be a little bit more insulated from these swings because they don't expect to build quite as many cars anyway. So you can actually find some really good deals on luxury cars within used cars. So make sure that as you're comparison shopping and you're looking at the price of, say, something like a Toyota Camry, that you're comparing that with, you know, a used Lexus ES, because those Camry prices might be starting to be getting, you know, pretty high and start to overlap, and you can get a little bit nicer car for your money. If you're going to pay extra, you might as well get extra. And this is another one that also might fly in the face of kind of conventional wisdom. If you're searching for used cars and you're going to get a loan, check out new cars as well, because in a lot of cases, some of these used cars are inching up in price to being really close to the new car. And even if the used car is a little bit less expensive, you're likely to pay more in interest for a used car loan. So if you take the example of my 2016 Toyota 4Runner, if it's listed at $34,000 and the MSRP for a 2021 is $36,000, there's only a $2,000 difference there. So if you can get a lower rate on a new car loan, get the new car and save your money on interest. So just make sure you're running all the numbers and be willing to go against kind of, you know, some of the more conventional wisdom about car buying and how to save money, because goodness knows that this market is going against conventional wisdom too.
Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Jamie Page Deaton with the U.S. News Best Cars team, looking at a big jump in prices for used cars.